You're listening to WLVR. This is Beyond the Beat. Host Stephen G. Wanmal brings together local journalists to discuss news stories. This week, LVPM's Tracy Yatsko and Jamira Perry, reporter for the Philadelphia Tribune. Stephen wonders if people are growing tired of protests.
We're seeing the number of protests nationwide start to dwindle in general, and there isn't as much news coverage as there was a few weeks ago. I'm wondering if there's a sense of fatigue that's starting to set in, not just for the protesters who have spent a lot of time and energy with this movement, but also for reporters covering all of it. What are your thoughts on this? And Jamira, if we could start with you.
It is a lot to see and it is a lot to take in as a journalist and as a person of color going on my own time to these protests and stuff like that. The numbers might be dwindling, but the fire is still there. I think people are now taking it online. They're taking it in their writings. They are talking to their friends. But the biggest thing is we're starting to have these conversations in our homes with our next door neighbors, at work, virtually. It's not just a group of people gathered in one space right now. It's spread out way further than it has ever been before.
And Jamira, I know you and Tracy have covered protests in our area. Tracy, I'm curious about your thoughts on this as well.
So, and I don't have the answer, but one thing that I do think is interesting, and it's something that we as journalists need to check ourselves, is not to follow national trends. So when protesting is hot on national networks, it tends to be hot in local journalism. And so I just challenge us as journalists to be careful not to follow narratives, which can, you know, whether it's good or bad, have an agenda behind it. And, you know, with everything that's been happening in Allentown lately, people are still protesting. People are still protesting across the country. But just because it's not technically being covered on one news outlet doesn't mean that it's not happening.
I want to talk about that concept of being trendy. You both brought up that point. How do we as journalists maintain coverage that is no longer trendy, especially when it affects so many in our community? And Tracy, if you could continue this, please.
That's a great question. And I think ultimately we as journalists have to raise our voice in the newsroom to say, well, I understand that this isn't a hot topic right now. It's a hot topic in our neighborhood and will forever be until, you know, justice is served. And so I think it's just us, especially as millennial journalists, we want to create change. We want to be a part of the change, whether that's elevating voices and whether that's being a voice in your community. We have to speak up and just let people know that, you know, this may not be, again, trendy. I don't want to keep using the word trendy, but this is real life and people are being oppressed and suppressed. And these stories are still worth telling regardless of what's hot in America.
Thank you, Tracy. Jamira, I'm sure that working for the Tribune, there's probably a different mindset than mainstream media in terms of covering these protests. How does your newsroom approach covering this movement?
We're still continuing to see protests here in Philadelphia, but like, it's also our job to make sure these voices are amplified because it's not trendy anymore, like you said. We have to make sure their stories get told. So it's like you have to work a little bit harder, but it's so worth it when these topics come to light and continue to stay a part of the conversation, because that's the only way we're going to see real change, is to keep it at the forefront of conversation.
And Jamira, you brought up something really important earlier. You mentioned that perhaps the protests are dwindling, but the movement is still transitioning into action more than just hearing the freedom of speech, but constructive action for this. Do you think we're moving to that phase now?
Here in Philadelphia, there's been town halls and stuff, just like you guys are doing, and it's helpful. And you have to move on from a talk phase to an action phase. Without action, there's nothing. Words are great and they sound wonderful, but unless you do something about it, it's never really going to change. And that's right now, we're having these tough conversations. And I think we're moving in a positive step forward.
Jamira Perry, reporter for the Philadelphia Tribune, with LVPM's Stephen G. Wanmal. Watch Stephen's full conversation tomorrow morning at 10 on PBS 39. This is WLVR.